The tight supply and soaring cost of crude oil have raised the stakes for a Chinese firm that's trying to buy the California-based oil company Unocal. 41 members of Congress have called for a review of the offer, asking whether it's in the best interest of U.S. national security. Yesterday, the chairman of the Chinese firm wrote to Congress himself saying he welcomes that review. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
China's third-largest oil company, CNOOC Limited, has offered $18.5 billion for Unocal. Congressman Donald Manzullo wonders what China would get in return. The Illinois Republican worries that if China takes control of Unocal, the company's large oil and gas reserves in Asia might be off-limits to the U.S.
If the whole purpose of that is to send all that oil to China, and China would get a leg up on getting that oil, as opposed to the oil being sold in the open market.
Manzullo is one of 41 lawmakers who signed a letter to the Treasury Secretary last week calling for an immediate review of the Chinese bid. Chevron had already made its own offer for Unocal, $2 billion less than CNOOC's. Unocal's board is still recommending that shareholders accept the Chevron proposal. Louisiana Congressman Bobby Jindal warns that with the Chinese government bankrolling rival offers like CNOOC's, it will be increasingly difficult for U.S.-based oil companies to compete.
This is not the same as if we were buying a restaurant chain in China or if they were buying a restaurant chain here. This energy is a different aspect of our economy, and it does have broad national security implications as well.
CNOOC's chairman promised yesterday if his deal goes through, the oil and gas Unocal produces in the U.S. would still be sold domestically. His letter did not address Unocal's Asian holdings. Chairman Chingyu Fu says he knew when his company made the offer that it would create great interest and debate in the U.S. Indeed, the proposal has exposed a fault line here between those who view China's growing economy as a threat and those who see it as an opportunity. Count Scott Wang in the Opportunity Group. As director of the Asia desk at San Diego's World Trade Center, he's preparing to lead dozens of California business people on a trade mission to China, where he notes just yesterday Burger King opened its first restaurant, bringing flame-broiled Whoppers to the country's growing consumer market.
So everybody's there. I mean, you know, Starbucks is doing great. McDonald's, I think today, got 600 outlets there. And KFC, they got 1,200 outlets, and they're getting bigger and bigger.
U.S. companies might see their own access to China's market compromised should the U.S. government snub China's Unocal offer. Todd Malin, who heads the Organization for International Investment, says it's important that the U.S. government's review be conducted by the book.
The whole world is watching this transaction. If it is perceived as being influenced by politics, any time a U.S. company wants to make an acquisition in China or some other developing country, we may find that people point back to this example and say, well, you all used national security to block a particular deal.
The government team that's likely to review China's Unocal offer is called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It includes representatives from the White House, the State Department, the Defense Department, and the Department of Homeland Security. The committee rarely blocks deals outright, but it can attach conditions. Malin says that actually gives the federal government more leverage than it might have in a merger of two domestic companies.
None of these people are patsies, and they're going to give this a very hard scrub.
With China's large trade surplus, other Chinese companies are likely to follow in CNOOC's footsteps. Scott Wang of the World Trade Center says some of those Chinese offers may need vetting, but in general, he argues they're a good thing.
The more interdependence we can create, the less the risky China's emergence will have on the rest of the world.
CNOOC's Fu says he's eager to participate in the U.S. government review and wants to get it started as soon as possible. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.